So tell me, you were born when?
In 1939. I was born, reared, and lived in Robertshaw, County Kildare.
And you went to school locally?
I lived in Robertshaw.
Then you went to work?
In the cotton mill at night.
Right.
I worked there for 4 years.
Right, and how did you get on there?
I liked it very well.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you came to work here in Piemont?
Yeah.
And?
I was here for 8 years.
And what was your job here, Alice?
I worked in the matron's house.
In the matron's house?
Yeah.
And what was her name?
Miss O'Shaughnessy. Hannah O'Shaughnessy.
Hannah O'Shaughnessy,
yeah.
Right. And you came as her housekeeper?
Yeah. Not in the beginning, I came here as a spare, like, I was here and there everywhere, all over the hospital.
Right. And then you got to be her housekeeper?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the girl, I used to leave her on her day off.
And then you got the full-time job?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the girl left and went to England.
Right. And what was your pay then?
It was about £2.17 pence a week.
Yeah, that was by the time you were finished.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the conditions?
Very good.
How many days off had you in the week?
Only 1 day a week off.
And what day was that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And did you go home that day?
I did, mostly.
And how?
At home.
How did you get home?
Sometimes I went by bus, and more times I cycled.
Cycled. And how many miles was that?
17 miles to home.
17 miles home.
Yeah.
Right. The pay was... You were happy with the pay?
I was, yeah.
And I presume you had a uniform as well.
I had a uniform and meals and everything here.
Meals and all that.
Yeah, everything here.
Okay. And what were your duties? What did you do? What did you have to do here?
In the morning you had to light the fire. Right. Clean out and light the fire.
Right. How many fires were there?
Well, there's two I had to do first thing in the morning. That was her office and...
And the sitting room.
The sitting room fire, yeah.
You did the cooking too?
I did the cooking, yeah, and the washing and all that.
So how did you learn about the cooking?
Oh, I learned it myself from cookbooks, and I went to the kitchen when I stuck.
Right, and somebody, the chef there advised you?
Well, the one that cooked, and that one that cooked, I knew well. And she put me right on what I was to do.
And what kind of food did the matron like?
Just plain stuff.
Plain food?
Very plain food.
Right.
Maybe boiled food, boiled meat and all that.
All right. So...
She kept to a strict diet.
And did you say it was low fat as well?
Low fat, yeah.
And she was very aware of vitamins as well?
She was, yeah.
What other things did you have to do? Like, I presume you had to... Were there wooden floors in those days?
There were wooden floors lying on them. We had to polish them.
Right.
Every day. I had a big blocker I used to use.
Right.
It was made of heavy wood and a blanket on it covered it.
All right.
And I blocked the floors of that and shined up again.
Right. And what about washing and starching?
I did all that.
Right.
I did all the washing.
And starching up collars and cuffs,
collars and cuffs,
I
suppose. Yeah. She made white lace ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I had to starch them.
And iron them.
Yeah, naturally.
And keep her looking well.
Yeah, naturally.
Okay. And you worked in the wards as well.
I did, yeah. Mainly on the women's wards. Eases and treaters and the drive and all them.
Right.
And the hostel. They were all women's wards.
Now, you said there was a union, but you weren't in the union.
I was, yeah.
Well, you were.
I was, yeah.
Sorry.
My sister-in-law was the head of the union in the hospital.
Right. And did the union help with negotiating
no,
pay?
No, they never did anything very much for us.
All right.
We did nothing.
Nothing much.
They did nothing for us anyway.
Right. Okay. Now, the matron herself, what did you call her?
I called her a matron.
And you didn't use the surname at all, just
never
matron?
Never used her surname, no.
Okay.
I never used her name.
Right.
Correct name, we just called her matron.
Yeah. And you said she was a bit of a reformer,
she was
strict,
yeah,
on the wards?
She was, yeah. And she did everything, like...
Was she strict on the nurses?
She was very strict. Okay. They behaved themselves or else.
And what about, you said she brought in some changes.
Yeah, she got the women off the men when the male ward and on all male wards.
To work with the male patients.
Yeah.
And why do you think she did that?
Because they get too friendly with the...
Oh, the girls were getting too
friendly with the men.
Patients.
Yeah.
Because they were here a long time, I suppose.
They were the men here and the patients were all here for years at a time, you know.
Yes.
I know my brother's here only we have bruised lung, but he was here for a whole year.
Yes. People stayed a long time.
They did indeed.
Yeah. You said she was a great believer in vitamins as well.
She was, yeah, she lived on vitamins. She was taking all kinds of tablets.
Right.
Unless she took what was there.
The vitamins?
Yeah, vitamins, yeah.
Right. And she got her vegetables from the farm.
So, yeah, and mainly the fruit too.
Yeah. And did they use that in the kitchens in the hospital
did,
too?
Yeah.
They did.
Did, yeah.
Right. And you said that there was, you know, about the grounds for patients, they weren't allowed to...
They weren't allowed to spit in the ground.
Right. And there was a big disinfectant.
Yeah, all the mug, all the stainless steel mug. And they're all taken away and emptied every day and sterilized and given back to the ward.
And she was an interesting woman too, wasn't she?
Well, yeah.
And a bit different for her time. What about her garden?
She had a lovely garden, but mainly roses she kept. She had a rose, every colour rose bush gone.
Every colour?
Every colour gone.
And she looked after them herself, did she?
No, she didn't.
Well, she had a gardener.
No, I looked after them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had to do the water and the roses. A bucket of water for each bush. But that'd be just during the summertime, the weather's dry.
Yes. And did she fertilise them as well?
No, she didn't.
Just kept plenty of water.
Plenty of water, yeah.
So it must have looked lovely in the summer.
Well, lovely. And the smell is lovely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and she went off to Newlands as well.
To golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had golf over there. She played golf in Newlands.
Right. Was she a good golfer?
She's middling, like.
Middling.
Yeah.
Right. And what about, you told me she kept three dogs.
Yes, she did, yeah. She kept, actually.
Four?
There was another station, I forgot about him.
Right.
And Bracken was a corgi. And then Dagger was a Heinz dog, you know, one of these multi.
Oh, yes.
Breed.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he was half Jack Russell and something else, I don't know how it.
Right.
And then there was Trudy, the female dog. I don't know what breed she was.
Right.
But she's a pure breed because she's a breed from her.
Oh, right. And did she bring the dogs around the grounds with her?
Or? They did, yeah. They went on rounds with her.
On her rounds?
Yeah.
And where did they wait while she was in the hospitals?
Huh?
Where did the dogs wait?
Would you
in the wards?
They're outside the ward.
They waited outside.
I knew who you were. She the dog would be running around outside.
Oh, right. Yeah. So everyone knew she was coming.
She was coming, yeah.
Because
the dogs gave the dance warn.
All right. That's interesting. Okay. So she was good to you as well.
She was very good, yeah. She gave me lots of things to bring home.
Really?
Like butter and tea and all like that.
Right, well, she was a kind woman to you anyway,
yeah.
And she was agreeable. And, but you stayed for 8 years with her.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And during that time, like, did you get out for a bit of social life yourself?
I did, went dancing nearly every night or every second night anyway.
Really?
I did, you had
lots of free evenings.
I had, yeah.
And where did you go?
To the AIR and the Irish Club and the OH and all these places.
Right. So, and how did you get into town?
I got in on the bus and came home on the bus.
All right, so there was a good bus service.
There was, yeah.
Right, did you have to walk into Newcastle or did it pass by?
No,
here?
It passed by the gate.
All right.
Got the bus and the gate in.
So you packed in a lot.
I did, yeah.
While you were here.
Yeah.
And then after 8 years, you decided you'd...
I went thinking I was losing weight a lot, so that I should have an easier job.
Right.
So I went down in England, sitting down down.
Oh, right. And what were you doing in England?
I was doing car speedometer.
Oh, yes.
I worked in Smith's in England.
Oh, right.
Doing car...
Working on the speedometers of cars, yeah. Right? And you stayed there 2 years.
Yeah. I didn't like England. It was too fast for me. And there's no greenery.
And you were used to a lot of greenery here.
Yeah, I lived in the country.
Yeah.
I'm a country person at heart, really.
Right. And you came back to Robertstown then.
The mammy and daddy wasn't well.
Yeah.
They had heart trouble.
Yes.
So I just stayed there. I was the only member of the family that wasn't married.
Yeah. But while you were there, you weren't just caring for them. You run a very successful business.
Knitting business, yeah. All the local schools used to come to me.
And you had your own machine?
Two.
Two machines?
Two, a heavy one and a light one.
Right.
I got in the end, I used to do heavy knitting for the schools because the parents liked their children with heavy garments on them.
Right. And school uniforms were coming in as well.
Yeah, they're in, yeah.
So you did all the school uniforms, the jumpers.
All the jumpers and the cardigans where I was going.
For the local schools.
Yeah.
And you ran your own motorbike and then a car?
I did, yeah. So I had a motorbike for 14 years.
Yeah.
And then I got a car.
Right.
I used to take driving lessons. But then I got the heart trouble and that put me out.
Ah, right. So the heart trouble put a stop to your business.
Yeah. But it stopped to
the driving.
The driving anyway. I couldn't take lessons.
Ah.
I was at risk of getting another heart attack.
Yes. So after the heart attack, you got a bit of a stroke as well.
I got a stroke up in the Maher Hospital.
And they recommended that it would be better to be in a nursing home?
Well, they recommended I'd never live alone again.
Oh, right. Right.
Because I can't get up off the floor myself just to fall down.
Ah, right.
I'd be down and that's it.
Yes, you wouldn't be able to get up.
I know.
So they recommended P-Mount?
No, they didn't recommend it. They only chose where to go and they chose P-Mount.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I worked here and I was happy here.
Yes.
So I thought I'd stay here again.
Oh, that was nice. So it was like coming to another home.
I tried, but it all changed when I came back.
Right. Was there anyone here that you knew?
Nobody at all.
Nobody. And what else had changed?
Everything about the place had changed. All the walls were gone behind you.
Right.
All the wooden buildings were gone.
So there were big changes.
There was indeed.
And was the matron's house gone?
It was gone, knocked down.
Oh.
Yeah. And the roses were all gone.
So there were a lot of changes
over the years.
Yeah. But there was still a lot of greenery, wasn't there?
I loved the green, I loved the lawns, I loved the trees. I've always liked that. I suppose I'm a country person at heart, really.
So you were able to settle in okay, Alice?
I was that the way I settled in.
You settled in?
Yeah. But I didn't think I'd be here so long.
Pardon?
I never thought I'd be here so long.
Oh, you thought you might be able to go home?
I would, yeah.
Oh,
I
right.
thought I'd be able to go home.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Yeah. But you've got used to being here,
yeah,
Alice.
Yeah, I suppose I'm here for good anyway.
Well, I hope you'll be happy.
They tell me I won't get out of here.
Right. But you'll get out for odd days, maybe. And
maybe.
To go places.
Yeah. I can go anywhere, like.
Oh. But you come back here at night?
Always at night, yeah.
Right. Well, I suppose the care is good and there's no stress.
They know me here. And that's it.
And you don't have to worry about falling.
No, I don't.
Right.
I know that anywhere here. I've had lots of falls. But people here pick me up and they go down.
Right.
They have a house that lifts you up off the floor.
Oh, right. So have you less stress here?
Less. And no worries, no trouble.
No worries. Well, that's good. So what's the routine here for you now?
I get up at about 8 o'clock or thereabouts. And then lunchtime, I have breakfast like.
And then?
Lunch at between about 1 o'clock.
And
then have tea in the evening.
Yeah. But you've lots of activities during the day as well.
I do, yeah. Well, I go to art.
You go to art?
Yeah.
And you go to physiotherapy every day?
Every day.
And do you go to computers?
I used to go, but I gave it up.
Right.
Because I had a woman on the ward with me, and she wouldn't go to computers. She'd go to anything I was going.
Ah,
and
yeah.
She used to talk. I'd have to learn her. I learned.
Ah, right. Okay. But other things that happen here, you go for walks?
I do go to the grounds on a fine day.
Yeah.
Or sit at room the tree because I can't take the sun.
Oh, right.
I get hot spot.
Right, so there's plenty of shade here and lots of trees to sit under.
Lots of trees to sit under.
Yeah. And do you use the exercise bike?
I do.
Right.
When I'm not walking, I use the exercise bike.
Right. And you have a hairdresser. Your hair is very nicely done.
Yeah. I have it down to the daycare centre. Or she'll come to the ward to me.
Right.
Every case may be.
Right. And what about, you said you did a bit of gardening.
I did, yeah. I do go every day here. Friday, I go for gardening.
In the polytunnel?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a plastic tunnel I go into. It's very nice.
Yeah.
And we sit up at a table.
All right.
And we don't have any special trouble there or that.
And you do the planting?
Yeah.
So you're kept busy here?
Yeah, everything is a little bit empty.
Yeah, and then you have a dog visiting as well.
I have him there once a week.
Yeah.
I love a dog.
Yeah. A woman comes in with a dog.
And she comes in every Wednesday night.
Right.
I love a dog. I think I'm the only person that loves the smell of a wet dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So things are very busy here and you get on very well with the staff.
Yeah, we had a party yesterday evening.
Oh, what was the party for?
Nothing particular, just a tea party.
Oh, really?
It was lovely.
Oh, that was lovely. Oh, because it was a bank holiday.
Maybe so, I couldn't tell you.
Right.
I know we had music and everything.
Oh, lovely. What kind of music did you have?
Also, old, we had modern music and old-time music as well.
Right, and did somebody play?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that lovely?
Someone going to play.
Right, and what did they play?
All kinds of everything.
No, but did they play the fiddle or the piano? Or
no, they were playing an accordion.
Oh, lovely.
And he could sing to whoever he was.
Wasn't that lovely?
I mean, lots of sweet, lovely things to eat. None of us could eat any tea at that evening.
All right.
We were packed up.
Right. Well, listen, Alice, that's a lovely note to end on. A bank holiday party, tea party. And you're kept busy and well looked after and happy. So, will we leave it at that, Alice?
Okay.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome indeed.
Thank you very much.